Chapter 153. The ruling of crying and wailing over a dead person. Wailing is unanimously forbidden, haram, as will be mentioned later on. There are some ahadith which forbid us from crying over somebody's death, and which inform us that the dead will be tormented in their graves as a result of their relatives crying over their death. This prohibition applies only to those cases where crying is accompanied with lamenting and wailing. Weeping without these two is permissible, and the ahadith in support of this are many, including the following. 925. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, visited Sa'd bin Ubadah during his illness. He was accompanied by Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Abu Waqqas, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhum. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, began to weep. When his companions saw this, their tears also started flowing. He, peace be upon him, said, 'Do you not hear? Allah does not punish for the shedding of tears or the grief of the heart, but punishes or bestows mercy for the utterances of this.' And he pointed to his tongue." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Under the stress of grief, man becomes heavy-hearted and tears flow out from his eyes. This is something natural and beyond human control. Rather, the outflow of tears results from divine compassion. This is neither forbidden nor subject to accountability. It is only wailing which is haram and is punishable. Yet, man is blessed with divine mercy if he gives expression to patience and gratefulness by his tongue. Moreover, to mention the merits and excellence of a departed soul is in itself a good thing, because others may be stimulated to adopt them. But to recount them by way of wailing is disliked. A hadith says that a dead person is tormented because of the weeping of his household. Here, weeping means lamenting and wailing. Otherwise, to weep is human instinct, and no curbs can be put over it. Besides, this warning is meant for such a person who might have been accustomed to wailing during his lifetime, or he might have left a will to his family for wailing over his death. Maybe he consciously avoided giving a pre-death warning to his kith and kin against wailing. In all the three situations, he will be equally held accountable, with his soul being tormented for the wailing of his relatives. In case he is uninvolved in any of the situations, he will remain free from hellish torments, and instead, the wailers will have to bear the brunt of their sin. As the Quran says, "No one laden with burdens can bear another's burden." 17:15. 926. Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu reported, "A grandson, child of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was presented to him while the child was at his last breath. Tears began to flow from the eyes of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Sa'd said to him, 'What is this, O Messenger of Allah?' He, peace be upon him, said, 'It is mercy which Allah has placed in the hearts of his slaves. Allah bestows his mercy on the merciful among his slaves.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 927. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, came to his son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu when he was breathing his last. The eyes of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, began shedding tears. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu said, 'O Messenger of Allah, you too weep?' He, peace be upon him, said, 'O Ibn Auf, it is mercy.' Then he began to weep and said, 'The eyes are shedding tears and the heart is grieved, and we will not say except what pleases our Rabb. O Ibrahim, indeed, we are grieved by your departure.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. The death of the Prophet's son Ibrahim, born of Maria radiallahu anha, had occurred in the 10th year of Hijrah. The hadith clearly proved that weeping over a loved one's death is permissible, but it should be void of wailing.